Thank you for tuning in again today. The truth matters. And where do we find the truth? I submit the truth is found in the Bible. This is the single most important book you or I will ever read. This is the very Word of God. And we know truth only because we know the one who is eternally and everlastingly true, the one true God. And we know him because he has revealed himself to us in this one book, the Bible, the Genesis through the revelation of Jesus Christ. And here on God Is, we're obsessed with the scriptures, which I teach every day. And between now and Christmas, I'm tackling some of the lies that have been told about Mary, who is the earthly mother of Jesus Christ. The first of those untruths is that Mary was perpetually a virgin. Perpetual means never-ending or endless. Therefore, if you believe Mary was a perpetual virgin, then you are convinced she never once had sex with her husband Joseph, either before, during, or after she carried Jesus in her womb. But if you believe this about Mary, then you are at odds. You're going against what the Bible teaches. My task this week is to lay out for you in as simple and straightforward a way as I can what the Bible says about Mary's virginity. And yesterday I did that primarily in the Gospel of Matthew by showing you in the text that Mary gave birth to and raised other sons and daughters, the half-blood brothers and sisters of Jesus. Today I want to go to another gospel, this time John's gospel, and demonstrate for you again that Mary was not a perpetual virgin. Let me remind you that I do believe she was absolutely a virgin until Christ was born, as Matthew 1 verse 25 says. But after the birth of Christ, she and Joseph engage in what is normal for a marriage, sex. This produces children. Our first text will be in John chapter 2, and our second text is in John chapter 7. I'm reading now in John chapter 2, and I'll begin in verse 1 to set the scene. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. Jesus, his mother Mary, and the disciples attend this wedding. What happens there is truly incredible, as Jesus miraculously turns water into wine. I'll read again starting at John 2, verses 11 through 12. This is John chapter 2, verses 11 through 12. This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there a few days. Did you hear it again? Verse 12 of John chapter 2. Jesus and his mother and his brothers and his disciples. As we learned last time in Matthew, so too we learn again today in John. Jesus has younger brothers. And now come with me, at least by your ears, to John chapter 7. I will read verses 1 through 5. This is the gospel according to John chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. After these things, Jesus was walking in Galilee, for he was unwilling to walk in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the feast of the Jews, the feast of Booths, was near. Therefore his brothers said to Jesus, "Leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples also may see your works which you are doing. For no one does anything in secret when he himself seeks to be known publicly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers were believing in Jesus. Do not miss verse 3. His brothers said to Jesus. And verse 5, for not even his brothers were believing in Jesus. Again, we are confronted with the facts. Jesus has brothers. And since Jesus had younger brothers and Mary is their mother, Mary was not a perpetual virgin. Now, you might say, okay, I got it. Come on, Mark. I never believed she was. I know this. All right. Thanks for your patience. Keep listening. But remember, there are many people living and working and shopping around you, people in the car right next to you right now, including countless millions of Roman Catholics in New England and the world over who do not know this. They are convinced Mary was always and forever a virgin. And you might want to know, what will the theologians or the priests in the Roman Catholic Church say in response to my argument from the scripture that because Jesus had these younger half-blood brothers and sisters, Mary was obviously not always a virgin. Well, that's a good question, and I know what they will say because I asked. In my reading of Catholic theologians, those who study who God is, I've learned that they believe these men and women that we've been reading about were not really Jesus' brothers and sisters, but rather his cousins. When I have spoken with learned Catholics, including leaders in their churches, this is the response I have personally received from them. So let's talk about this claim. Were these really only the cousins of Jesus and not his half-brothers and sisters? This comes down to an analysis of the Greek language, the original language of the Bible's New Testament. Let's take this Greek word used in the text that we have read yesterday and today for brothers. It is the word adelphos, adelphos, and it means brothers. It does not mean cousins. In biblical Greek, there is a different word used for cousin, and that is the word anepsios, anepsios. So in the Bible, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas were the adelphos of Jesus, the brothers of Jesus, not the anepsios, the cousins of Jesus. Do you hear the distinction? Let me make sure you can see this in the Bible. And if you will read Colossians chapter 4 and verse 10, on your own, you will see the word for cousin clearly used. This is Colossians chapter 4 and verse 10, and Paul writes, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, send you his greetings, and also Barnabas' cousin Mark. Here Paul uses anepsios to describe Mark as the cousin of Barnabas. The cousin of Barnabas. It's clearly written in the Bible. All you've got to do is read the Bible, and you can see the distinction between brother and cousin for yourself. In the New Testament, brothers is one word and cousins is a different word. This refutes the argument we get from the Roman Catholic Church that whenever the New Testament says Jesus had half-blood brothers and sisters, it meant they were only his cousins. Indeed, they were not his cousins, but rather offspring of his earthly mother Mary and his earthly father Joseph. They were all born after Jesus. Friends, Jesus is definitely an older blood half-brother. And again, that makes Mary no longer a virgin for life. I pray you are seeing clearly, particularly if you have thought of Mary as being a perpetual virgin. The Bible says that she was not. And let me add as further proof to my point. Did you notice when I have read these passages that the brothers and sisters of Jesus were always mentioned as being with Mary? Cousins do not do this with their aunt, but children do this with their mother. And as to where Joseph was in the text that we've been dealing with, I believe he had already died. At some point in time when Jesus was still a young man, his earthly father Joseph passed away. But we know from the Bible that Mary lives beyond Jesus. She outlived her son, humanly speaking, in bodily form in Israel. And we will come to that in a few minutes. Actually, we'll come to that next time. We should also be aware that in addition to the argument that Jesus' brothers and sisters were really just his cousins, therefore protecting the teaching that Mary was a perpetual virgin, Catholics will often say that Mary had taken a vow to be a lifelong virgin, something that is reflected, they say, biblically in Luke chapter 1 and verse 34. Luke 1 verse 34, in our main text this month, reads as follows in Mary's reply to the angel Gabriel. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" But all this means is that Mary was a virgin at the time Gabriel appeared to her. Notice that she did not say, "How can this be, since I am now and forever a virgin?" There is absolutely no statement anywhere in the Bible that Mary made a vow of virginity. Nowhere. That's all deception disseminated from the Catholic Church's leaders. It's planted and grown from tradition, not what's in the Bible. And yes, I am aware that you may not care that it's unbiblical. You believe Mary was always a virgin anyway. You trust the church's teaching. You favor the tradition. Okay, but what if the church is wrong? Who do you trust more, God or Rome? What has more credibility for you, the Bible or a flawed, sinful, early and modern church quote-unquote father. I side with God and the Bible. How about you? Why don't you give this some thought and let me know? I'm genuinely interested in what you think. I'd love to hear from you. Really, I would. I think I am fairly representing the counter-arguments Catholic have to my point that Mary was not a perpetual virgin. I've been doing this yesterday and today, and now the clock is telling me I'll have to do more tomorrow as well. I tell you what, rather than getting into the next passage, which Roman Catholic theologians claim shows Mary to always be a virgin, I'll just tell you what it is, and you can read it on your own later today in preparation for tomorrow's broadcast and podcast. It's John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Go ahead and read from the New Testament book of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. This scene is at the end of Jesus' earthly human life when he's dying on the cross, and his earthly mother Mary is there. I'm just inviting you to read three verses. You can do it. John chapter 19, verses 25 down through 27. And speaking of Bible reading, how are you doing reading Luke 1, verses 26 through 56 this month? We have a couple of weeks to Christmas Day, and I'm asking you to read those 31 verses once a day, every day, between now and then. How goes it? Send me an email or a short letter and tell me about this experience for you. The email is mark@markaswallow.com, and the mailing address is GodIs, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And those will soon be repeated. Write to me and tell me how your Bible reading is coming along. I'll be delighted if you do. And I will also be very happy if you'll come back tomorrow as we continue this discussion on why Mary, the mother of Jesus, was not a permanent virgin. Join me tomorrow for God Is.